and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1, live streaming wherever you want us. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to devote her life to homeless pigeons, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
That's right. Gotta go, guys. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Ooh, good morning.
And good morning, all of you, on this Monday, May 6th, 2024. Welcome to our show. Welcome to your day. Welcome to Great Lakes Awareness Day. Welcome to International Don't Go on a Diet Day. Welcome to Melanoma Awareness Monday. Welcome to National Beverage Day. Welcome to National Crepe Suzette Day. Welcome to National Meeting Planners Appreciation Day. So if you plan meetings, I guess we appreciate you today.
Yeah.
Welcome to National Nurses Day. We always appreciate nurses. Welcome to Tourist Appreciation Day. Welcome to No Homework Day. And welcome to your first sip of Monday coffee. Cheers to all of you. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Oh, salute.
There we go.
Very nice.
Very, very nice. I'm going to do one more swig because it is Monday. And I'm a little tired.
Yeah, it's a weekend. It was a weekend, wasn't it?
Girl.
The weekend for the weekend.
For the weekend. And then another weekend. And then a Wednesday.
And then a Wednesday, right?
And then a Wednesday and then half a Thursday.
Whew.
Yeah, sure was. But once again, let us begin here. If you were around on Saturday night and you opened up your window, and you could, Wednesday, Saturday night was pretty mild.
Yeah, it got way better right after the walk for animals.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it, Holly?
Yeah, and the skies parted.
Yep.
The roads
you guys got
dried.
Your car. Yeah.
We were freezing. It was a great time. But wow, a striking difference to the morning.
Yeah.
So yes, you could open your windows. Yes.
Yeah. If you got in your car, if you opened up your windows on Saturday night and your windows faced Shoreview.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You might have heard a man screaming.
Oh my gosh.
Very loud. And that man was Angel Toro.
Especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, go Wolves.
I was screaming. I was screaming, Lex.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
What a game.
Oh my God.
Everyone should be scared. They're going all the way. I'm just going to say it right now. If they keep playing like they did last night, and there were so many issues. Cat almost fouled out, so he was had to be seated for a while because he had three technicals like pretty quick, or three fouls pretty quickly. And once you get five, you know, you're out. Ant had a celebratory technical foul, which was very odd. He kind of stared the guy down after he made the play, and they gave him a technical foul, which now the NBA has rescinded. But at the time when that happened, ooh, yeah, someone in my house and, well, Wolves Nation were not happy at all.
No.
So that happened. And then remember the sixth man, the winner was Naz Reid of the Timberwolves?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, he was on fire in that fourth quarter. So, yeah, I started hearing the screams and went up there and just said, oh, my gosh, wow, what is going on? And then he's telling me all the stuff. And even the best player on the Nuggets looked beat up afterwards. So, you know, come on now. We'll see. Tonight they play again. They are still in Denver.
They come home on Friday, right?
They come home on Friday. You got it. But the Wolves' defense right now can't be beat. As fans, it's just, whoo!
I was at a place called Shooters.
Oh, yeah? Is that a basketball place?
No, just a towny place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess shooting could mean a lot of things.
Yeah, it could. And all the TVs were on there.
Oh.
And it was, everybody stopped. Every time it would get close or every time the T-Wolves would score, there was cheering. And then when it got to the end... Ooh. And no one talked. I mean, they turned the jukebox off.
Good.
Parents put their hands over their kids' mouth to stop them from talking for a second. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, hold on a minute, kids.
That was fourth quarter, man.
Ooh. Oh.
They won 106-99. Oh, yeah.
It kept toggling back and forth. And I was like, oh, I'm watching this. I can't not look at this.
Yeah.
I put down my pull tab machine. I couldn't even concentrate on pull tabs.
Damn it. You missed the lemon, Jason. Right? You missed the lemon.
I know.
How does that work? Do you get through?
No, girl. I was playing Booty Chaser right there.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Is that on the iPad?
Oh, yes, you do, Lex. Yeah, it's on the iPad.
I do?
Yeah, you do. I've told you about it before. No. I know. I just mean.
No, I'm just thinking Booty Chaser.
Booty Chaser. Yeah. That's also a bar in Indiana. But yeah.
One time I was asked to be in a video called Booty Club, but carry on. That's another
okay.
Day.
Okay. We'll say that's coming up on Tuesday, everybody. 5 days to fill, everybody. No, Booty Chaser is that collective bingo, Lex, that I've told you about before.
Oh, it is bingo. Okay.
The statewide bingo. Because there are two pull tab.
Oh, you're like a pirate.
E-tabs. Arr. Yeah.
You're there chasing are two that booty.
Electronic, e-tab machine companies.
Yeah.
And the one company has Booty Chaser. Okay. And that is the collective bingo. And that is, so if your bar has this system, you can play Booty Chaser. And it'll tell you how many players are playing in any given bingo game. It'll tell you how many places are playing. And then you can buy two cards, three cards, four cards, five cards. You know, you can buy up to, I think, 20 cards per game. And then you buy it, and then you sit back, and then a little pirate and his octopus.
What is a pirate? Okay.
Yeah, he's like a skull and cross. I mean, he's like a skeleton pirate. And then his little octopus friend calls the bingo balls, and the little octopus is like opening up all the bingo balls. And then your card is just auto-filled.
So you just sit back and watch it.
You sit back, yeah.
Right.
So you sit back and you watch your bingo card get filled. And then whatever card is doing the best, the computer automatically slides to the first position. So you don't even have, if you have like, because obviously you can't show 20 cards on one iPad screen.
Yeah.
So they'll only show you three cards at a time. And whatever card of yours is doing the best,
that's
the computer
always front.
Just, yeah, it's always front and center. So it's the laziest game ever. You don't do anything. You just watch it. And then if you win.
So you're even distracted from that.
I'm distracted.
From the basketball game.
I couldn't even watch the booty. I couldn't even watch the octopus. I had to watch the T-Wolves. But yeah, I was so good. Oh, it was great. And then
awesome.
The
how about those Twins?
Well, Twins until yesterday. Up until yesterday. And
yeah,
I was at both games. I was Friday and then Sunday. We were on a streak, man. I think we got up to 13.
Yeah.
And then yesterday's game was a disaster. It was a calamity.
Nine to two.
Yeah, girl.
Ooh.
Oh, we left, right? They made like four runs. Boston made like four runs in one inning. And I looked at Colin and go, okay, let's go. time to pay our bill. Let's leave. Let's go to the bar. Let's cash in our chips because we're done. You know, hey, it wasn't a waste. I got some new merch for this year. I got some new T-shirts.
Nice.
So I made the most of it. And it was so stunningly beautiful outside yesterday.
Oh.
I think I got a little bit of a tan on my face. I got a little sun on my face.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Gorgeous. Stunning. The feels like temperature was 75, according to my phone.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah. I mean, not the air temperature said like 65 or 69.
Like.
Yeah, the feels like, though, it was 75. My jeans were hot.
Oh, yeah.
I regretted wearing jeans.
Yeah.
Hell was I doing? Anyway.
Well, you know, just look at Saturday.
Right. You know, oh, I know.
We had Saturday.
God.
I'm thinking, yeah. Okay, well.
And we'll talk about, by the way, the dish on a walk for animals coming up in our second hour.
Oh, yeah for sure.
Because that was
big.
Ooh,
thank
that day.
You.
Yeah. So when we come back, though, we have followed along with Zen learning four or five languages. He's good at trigonometry. He's better at biology than three of us combined. What has Zen learned now? You're going to find out.
Ooh, JTR Roofing, JTRRoofingInc.com, locally owned and operated since 1992. Yes, they do roofing, but they also do siding, soffit, fascia, gutters, windows, decks, and more. Residential, commercial jobs of all sizes. They can help with new construction, remodels, replacements, and they specialize in storm and hail damage repair. So if you know your roof just ain't right, you got some shingles that have shifted, you're not sure, there's some leaks in the attic, maybe you know there's some hail damage, now's a great time to have JTR Roofing out to see what the bid is, you know? See what you're working with. They proudly serve the Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin. And make sure you mention me or my talk for $1,000 off roofing, siding, or gutters. They have a lot of experience working with insurance and a lot of experience working in our community. They helped with our soffit and fascia last year and very grateful, did a wonderful job. JTRRoofingInc.com.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. My talk, everything, ever, everything, whatever.
We're doing stuff.
Thank you. This is how it's going to be today.
We're here.
We are here.
It feels like a Monday.
Right, Lex?
Yes.
It really, 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 really does. Jiminy Christmas. So, my talkers, just be prepared. This is not going to be a good show. Just...
Hey, you don't know.
When we're a little off, it's best.
I know. I kid. I'm only serious. But yeah. Okay. Here's what we know. You know, Oprah writes in her magazine what I know for sure. Here's what we know for sure. Lex has raised since he came out, a very, very, very smart young man. The kid was doing bigger math than me about 4 months ago. Well, actually 2 years ago. He picks things up.
We all were like, what's a rhombus?
Quickly.
What?
Right? Right? I remember that episode of our show.
Wait, what?
Yeah. What? The kid knows what a rhombus is?
Googling in the conference okay.
Yeah. Rhombus sounds like a Harry Potter character. You know what I mean? Is that a professor at Hogwarts? Anyway, my point being is the kid is smart. So here, all right, here's our occasional segment. What has Zen learned now?
Yep.
What has he learned?
He's four now. And yesterday, you know, it was a beautiful day. He said, hey, let's go to the park. This will be really fun. Let's go. Yeah. So we go to our favorite park. And there's a really long slide that he loves to go down. And actually, it kind of breaks my heart a little bit because yesterday he told me, I don't need your help anymore.
Oh.
Going down the slide. And I thought,
oh, God.
Yeah, you don't.
He's going to be in college tomorrow.
That's where my that's brain goes. Like, instantly, yes. Like,
yeah.
There's going to be so many moments where he's like, I don't need you for this anymore.
Oh, gosh,
it just breaks your heart. You just have instant nostalgia as you're living through it. It's just, at the same time, I'm elated because then I'm not trucking up and going across the bridge and climbing up the little ladder.
Your
and
mom's going to be riding the bench.
Yeah, bye. Hauling my butt down this big old slide. So, you know, part of me's happy, but you're right. It's just, whew. Anyway, he said that. And then he proceeds to go down the slide about 50 times.
Yeah.
And we get there and I notice that the ice cream truck has pulled up. You know, you hear the song and instantly my inner child's like, yeah, it's here. Yeah. You know, that's the first thing, you know, you just want to run over there, right? Well, about 100 people did. And I thought, oh, no way.
This is a picture you sent me, right, Lex?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, thank God my kid doesn't know about this, right? And I was grateful because then I was like, I don't need ice cream. He doesn't need ice cream. This is great. He just continued on playing. Like, everything's great. So the line, you know, just keeps just keep getting into the line. There you go. That's the sound. I mean, this guy's making bank. I actually thought for a second, like, this is not a bad idea. He was charging $6 for some ice cream.
Really?
You thought to yourself, let's shut down this little dog and pony show we're doing and start an ice cream business.
What does it take? Yeah. It takes a big freezer, right?
Probably.
A big old van.
What, some of those ice cream sandwiches were probably about $6?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, those were at least $4.50. Most were $4.50. And I thought, dang. What are we doing?
Schlepping our ass up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, when we could be riding around bringing joy to children. Although that's our goal here every day. So, you know, in that way we'll get that. But anyway, so we ignore it, right? It's nothing, right? And then about like maybe the 40th time going down the slide, I see this happen, you guys. And I'm just so grateful thinking, okay, well, he doesn't know. It's okay. I look up at the top of the slide, and he's sitting there with like two older kids. I'm guessing they're like 8, 10, something like that. And the kids, they're talking, and he's sitting there just like in the conversation, like, okay. And the kid goes, "Is that an ice cream truck?" And the other kid goes, "That is an ice cream truck." And it was my kid's turn to go down the slide. He gets his butt down on the slide, and as he's going down the long slide, screams, "Ice cream! Ice cream! Ice cream!" His little feet hit the ground, and he just starts running to the van.
Like a Hanna-Barbera character, right, Holly?
There he goes. Just like down the slide to the ice cream.
That's him.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And then by that time, I'm like, we get some ice cream. You know, let's feed the inner child that I, you know, my instant reaction. And what the heck? You know, we're here. It's a beautiful day. Let's start living. So we went over and I paid $9 for two ice creams.
I was just going to ask you, what did that set you back?
You got a Spider-Man one, of course.
With the bubblegum eyes?
Yep, you got it. And I went old school with a strawberry shortcake.
Of course you did.
Ooh, a good humor bar.
They had one?
They had those. I was surprised. I was like, I need one of those. That just like brings me back. Oh, those little like cake bits on the outside. What is that? It's so good.
The little crunching, like, it's,
little crunchy cake things. Mm.
Yeah, it's almost like little pieces of, like, dough or something.
Like a shortbread,
Shortbread, yes.
Yeah.
So good.
So I had one of those, and it was worth every dollar. It was just funny. So now I know. He knows.
Wait a minute.
What it is. He knows the magic of the ice cream truck.
You may not be wrong about something. So two of those set you back $9, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God! What are we doing here? You're two customers, and that guy had a line down the park.
Guys,
you know,
thank goodness. By the time those two older kids said something, the line was about half. We still waited 20 minutes.
Okay, I gotta call somebody that knows somebody that can get us an ice cream truck.
Oh yeah!
Hey, there's an ice cream bicycle that's for sale on Facebook Marketplace.
There is.
Yes,
what's the price
around here? Somewhat reasonable. I don't have the actual
retail price. Okay, good.
But I was looking.
We can
looking.
Put our money together.
Yeah, Marketplace Price is Right. They have a freezer bicycle situation.
Oh my gosh.
Where you just bike around the park and you've got your ice cream treats and you just bike around until you don't have any anymore.
Right. Get a little horn.
Yeah.
A little
yeah.
something to, I'm here.
Yeah. yeah.
Make a flag that's billowing behind you. Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
We'll just get a megaphone.
Children, we have ice cream and we're not creepy. Parents, do not worry. We are not creepy.
No, this is not free candy. This is overpriced ice cream. So rest assured, your kids are going to be just fine.
They're just
this
fine.
Is really great.
We mean you no harm. We're just selling snow cones and strawberry shortcakes.
But it was pretty cute to see him. You know,
get into
eat the ice cream and all the other, you know, then you start seeing everybody, the hundreds of people who are in line start coming back, and it's anyway.
Well, and I love fun. And I love that the older kids gave him the 411 about it.
Oh, yeah. And we've only just begun.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's tuned in. He wants me with the older kids.
Yeah, have fun with that, because you know what we learn from older kids.
Playgirl.
Thank you. Nudie cards for me. Yeah.
I don't know what older kids you guys are hanging out with.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. It's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Welcome back to the show.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Oh, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Oh, this is the most Monday in a while. Sorry, just wanted to say that. Oh. Oh, well.
Did you win a bingo at least?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe no. There might be something good with that. I don't know. Let me look at my wallet. Hold on a minute.
Ugh. But I do hear you on that with the walk, and we had a huge toy show. It just didn't feel like a weekend.
Come on, 3-day weekends.
Yeah. Well, isn't someone proposing that? Come on, government. Yes. Anyway, isn't Bernie Sanders proposing that? Yeah. Let me look at my wallet. I think I'm even. I think, you know, hey, in a weekend, that's pretty good. You know what? Yeah, I'm not going to complain.
No moths flew out of the wallet when you opened
Thank you. Or bats, Holly, okay, or a small sparrow. You know?
Wonderful. No, okay. No birds. No, like.
No.
Can't you use your car these days?
No. Thank goodness. Oh,
okay,
God.
Okay. Oh, I wasn't sure. I don't know how these things work.
No, you can't. Thank goodness. Oh, my goodness. Because that would just be the death of me. No. Oh,
okay, good.
Well, you need the cash for the budgeting.
Aha, I see.
Yeah, because it's a deterrent for me. Because I have gotten to the point, and this used to not bother me, it bothered me, but it didn't I didn't use it as an obstacle. I am to the point in my life where ATM fees piss me off.
Oh, they haven't always?
Not to the point where it would deter me from using an ATM.
Ah, gotcha.
I am now to that point. And it happened. I was jarred. I mean, I don't use ATMs a lot because I don't carry cash. I just don't.
Yeah.
But it happened to me. I got smacked into place. When I went to that, speaking of shows, you have the toy show this week. And when I went to that convention, Lex, in San Diego or in L.A., and I met the cast of Dallas.
Oh, right.
And admittedly, I didn't bring enough money for my desires, plural. I quickly ran out of cash. So I looked at my friend Haley and I go, I gotta go to an ATM because I haven't gone to Lucy yet. I haven't gone to Nutty Joan Van Ark yet, and Joan deserves my money. I got to get some more cash. I went to the ATM.
What was the fee?
Are you ready?
Can we guess?
Please.
Okay, if it's outrageous, because normally it's like $3 or $4. Yep. I'm going to guess $8.
Okay, Holly?
I'm going to go with a nice $10, Bob.
Well, I'll say that Holly is the closest. Holly is the closest.
Whoa, thank you. Really? What was it?
$20.
No!
No,
I'm serious. I'm dead serious. It was like 1990 something. No, I'm hand of God.
What?
Seriously.
Yeah, I believe you, but my gosh.
Oh my God. And at that moment, I was so mad. And Haley looks at me. She goes, "Girl, do you want Lucy and Crazy Val, or what do you want? I mean, you gotta pay the piper." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll do it." But oof, I am mad.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I would be that way too. Mm-hmm. I was feeling about $4.
Oh, I feel that way about $4 too. I mean, I don't like it. I'm like, wait a minute. Look, I know I'm paying for the convenience. We are paying for the convenience of that machine. But I thought to myself, let me get this straight. I'm paying $20 to get my own money. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And I get A was California A.
Yeah. Someone has to go and fill those, you know.
Someone has to go fill it.
And yep.
And I'm sure the hotel knew that they would have some suckers on their hands that weekend.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It would not surprise me if the ATM company jacked up, did some surge pricing that mm-hmm. particular weekend.
Wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. Right. Are you kidding? I would have surged price for your ice cream truck yesterday when those little kids were running up. I would, look at all the line.
Let's 75 and sunny. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to be charging $9 for that strawberry shortcake.
The van with the high prices on it.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I get it. Yay capitalism, but oh my goodness.
Oof.
That got me right. Oh, that's just outrageous. Wowzers. Absolutely. Well, Vegas slot machines in the casinos are double digits. I don't know if it's 20, but I know it's at least 11.
Drives me nuts. The slot machines?
To get ATMs in the casinos.
Oh, right.
Ooh. Every time, Colin, when we go to Vegas, Colin reminds me in the airport, he goes, when we pass a U.S. Bank ATM,
yep.
He goes, "Jace,
get
just
some.
Checking. He goes, "I don't mean to be on you, but I'm just checking. Do you need anything? Because this is the last U.S. Bank. This is the last ATM before we board that plane. And you know what the fees are." And I'm like, "Yeah, you're right." But oof, ATM fees.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah,
I know. I just don't carry any cash, though.
Yeah.
But I do. I do try to keep a little bit just for emergencies or, you know, if you happen to need some. And I that came in handy because, speaking of kids, this just popped in my mind. I was with my mother-in-law and Colin. I don't know what day it was, but these two little girls had Two little girls had a little lemonade stand, and we were driving, and they were set up at the end of the driveway, and I just thought it was the cutest damn thing. So I said, "We got to stop." So I stopped and reversed a little bit, and Colin goes, "Are you really doing this?" I go, "Yeah." I go, "Can you imagine these kids, like, this means everything to them." I said, let's, you know. So Mama Haas and I got out. Colin stayed in the car. And we walk up. And they were selling not only pink lemonade and regular lemonade, but they were selling little rocks that they had found in the lake. The lake rocks were $1 a piece. I was like, holy crap. Inflation, girl.
But, hey, curated, though.
Yeah, curate, right, Holly? Thank you. And then lemonade now in 2024 is 50 cents. 50 cents a cup.
Oh, good. Okay.
But the one girl who was on the register, she's going to be the baller, man, when she gets older. So the other girl was pouring the lemonade, and then the girl sitting in front of the Fisher-Price, they have like a toy cash register.
Yeah.
She cracked me up. Girl, she is going to be, she's the boss. She is going to be a CEO, or she's going to be a CFO, because she was keeping one eye. She was hitting the buttons on the register, and she was keeping one eye on her friend or sister pouring the lemonade. Like, Holly, she went to pour like the first cup, and it's a plastic cup. So she started pouring it, and the cash register girl goes, nope, too much. Just to the line, just to that line.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. The little girl pouring it got the next cup because we ordered three, one for me, one for Colin, and one for Mama Haas. So the other little girl was like looking at that line in the cup like, oh, I better not over pour, or Ebenezer over here is going to, give me a give me a citation. So she looks at me, she said, okay, three lemonades, that'll be $1.50. And I gave her three. And I said, here's $3. And she goes, I don't have, I go, keep the change. She goes, oh, really? And I go, yes, keep the change. Have a blast. Bye-bye. And as we're walking away, she goes, we made $1.50 tip. She goes, that's 100% tip. And I was like, look, this girl is going to be, she is going to be a boss. She is going to, this woman is, that little girl is going to grow up and be a executive. Lemonade pourer couldn't have cared less, but. She was ready to give me a full cup. We only got half a cup for 50 cents, but that was all right. I just haven't.
Oh, cute.
I love lemonades. I just haven't seen one in a while. She had her little table out there and the parents were watching from the house. And it's like, look at that. Just at the end of her driveway. I just thought, oh, did you guys ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get lemonade stands?
Oh,
you
yeah. We created a whole like lawn service company and we would.
That's right. You've said
oh,
that.
Oh yeah. Oh, my neighbors, we were all a little entrepreneurs. We were doing, we were selling stuff. We were making things. We were baking. We were making bracelets.
Of course you were.
So yeah. Yes. Definitely Holly had many lemonade stands. Yeah. Holly?
No. Were you an entrepreneur?
No, because if we did do a lemonade stand, I would have just sat there and drank the lemonade because I would have been bored. I'd have been like, okay, time to watch Welcome Back, Kotter reruns. Good day to you.
Good day. Holly would have drank all the profits.
Oh, yeah. It was like the time when I was on a softball team. And they had us do fundraisers, you know, to sell stuff. I was never incentivized to do any of that kind of stuff. Even like in middle school, they, oh, you get Weebles. Ah, screw your Weebles. I don't care. But anyways, oh, God, those obnoxious assemblies where they're like, oh, look at all this stuff that you can sell for your school and you get a pizza party. I'm like, yeah, I can go to the store and buy myself a pizza and have a party. What of it? Anyways.
Yeah.
It's a softball team. They had a fundraiser where you would sell these candy bars. And they were these Kirby Puckett candy bars, branded. But I wasn't going to sell any of them. I just sat there and ate out of the box.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, my family would just pick at the box. And then eventually, I think we just had to pay for it. But it was like, I'm not going out there and selling these. Are you kidding me? Get out of here.
I didn't like that.
Oh, pizza parties. Oh, my God. You get to ride in a limo. I don't care. Like, I really don't care. You're going to sell magazines, whatnots, and have yous, and it's for the school. Yeah. I don't care.
I don't like the school.
Funny. Like, I was all into that kind of stuff. I was like, yes, and okay.
You got a collection of Weebles sitting in the closet, Alexis?
I was just like, yeah, I want to sell the most chocolate bars. Yes. I want to do this. Ooh. I want to do that.
Oh, I ate all the chocolate bars.
Oh, there were a couple I'd eat. Yeah. But yeah, mostly.
I would get secondhand embarrassment. I didn't mind it in my yard, like if I did an lemonade stand, but going from house, I have not changed at all in that arena. I did not like bothering people. I still don't. Like, no.
I don't think I was obnoxious, but we would, you know, set up out, like, they would know, you know, we'd be outside of a grocery store or something and, you know, or I'd hit up my family. That's why I feel like very, it's necessary for me to buy the big ass wreath, you know, and all the popcorn and the chocolate covered pretzels and stuff. You know, I'm just paying it forward to all the people who said yes to me.
Yep. Absolutely.
All those damn Weeples.
Yeah. I don't know if it was really, see, we didn't have contests like that where we'd get stuff like that. It was just, it was mostly like, you know, stuff for the team and things like that, like sports teams. I didn't really do it for the school.
Yeah.
But I don't remember having to ever, but I also, you know, I was in military schools for a long time. So military kids. So.
Yeah. You're around. Yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back, are you allowed to get mad at your own roast when you have approved your own roast? That is the question. Welcome back to the show. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Watch your head. A pop of pop culture is heading your way. Last night, live on Netflix, there was the roast of Tom Brady. I've been watching a little bit of in the commercial breaks.
Ooh, and?
Oh, God.
My husband was watching live, too.
Rough.
He's like, why is Kim Kardashian there? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and why did Kim get booed very loudly?
Oh, she did.
She sure did.
Where were they?
The forum.
Okay.
I believe. And Holly, he got mad. That one of the clips I keep seeing is he got real kind of biatchy at Jeff Ross, didn't he?
Yeah, Tom Brady did. So yeah. The roast of Tom Brady last night live on Netflix. Now, I did turn on Netflix last night and I saw that this was being advertised to me, you know, being like, okay, this is what's happening on Netflix. And I was like, ooh, that's a bad idea. Off the top of my head, I'm like, does Tom Brady have a sense of humor?
Well, and he's so competitive, too.
And turns out my assessment was accurate that Tom Brady doesn't have a sense of humor.
Uh-oh.
Because one of the clips that went viral from this roast last night was when Jeff Ross made a joke. You know, Jeff Ross he's like a roast master. He's involved. He is involved in all of these on Comedy Central. This is kind of his forte. Well, he made a joke about Robert Kraft, about Tom Brady. It wasn't a very good joke. And essentially, it was just like when Tom Brady was a rookie, he could have gone over and given Robert Kraft a massage. Now, if we all know Robert Kraft's story, he has been allegedly a fan of massages with happy endings et al.
Yeah.
So that's where the joke was going.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yeah, this is a roast. Roasts get raunchy. Roasts go there. Well, Tom Brady gets up out of his chair and whispers into Jeff Ross's ears, don't say that bleep again. And he was serious.
He was serious.
He was serious because you could see Jeff Ross's face go a little crestfallen and be like, oh, okay. And then he's trying to recover, being that I just did a roast joke and now I'm basically being intimidated by the subject of the roast, not to joke about him.
Oh my gosh. That's uncomfortable.
Well, and it's, to me, it's idiotic. It's just ridiculous because that's the line he's going to draw.
Yeah.
That was the line cross.
Did they make any jokes about Giselle?
God. Nikki Glaser. I just watched Glaser's set.
which
was great. But Lex, everybody joked about Giselle in one way or another.
Yeah.
Nikki Glaser was joking about the Taekwondo instructor and made a really crude, and I say crude, I don't mind, I thought it was funny, but a really crude joke, a sexual joke about Giselle, his ex. So wait a minute, you're not bothered by that?
But he didn't pull them aside?
Robert Kraft? No.
No, because at first when watching this clip of the roast, at first I'm like, okay, is Tom Brady trying to be funny? Is he trying to joke with Jeff Ross? Like, oh, okay, that went a little too far.
Yeah.
But the look on Jeff Ross's face told me otherwise.
Wow.
That Tom Brady really meant that. But to my original point, does Tom Brady have a sense of humor about himself?
Right?
No, looks like not. I mean, wow. Unless did he take like a chill pill after saying that? Did he realize like, oh, we're live. I better just chill here.
I don't know. I mean, he didn't do that again, but still, I've watched Kevin Hart's open. I've watched part of Jeff Ross's, and Holly, you're right. It wasn't even that bad of a joke.
No.
It wasn't. It was, and I'm sorry, Robert, you were in the news. That's what you did. That's what you were accused of doing. I mean, laugh about it. Do you know that would make you, that would endear so many people to you if you just laughed at it?
Yeah.
You can't make it go away. It's there. Anyway.
You think that Tom Brady's ever seen a roast before? I don't really, what did I sign up for? And then maybe also he hasn't seen Jeff Ross in action. And maybe that's part of it. Like, how dare this nobody say something about me? But the other stars, he gives them much more runway. Do you think that it's something like that, maybe?
I don't know.
Like an us and them kind of thing?
But again, that's your line? Jeff Ross jokes is the line. The Robert Kraft is the red line you don't want crossed, but Giselle jokes are fine. That is the aspect of it that just makes me give a big eye roll.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, it was bizarre because still I'm left wondering, did Tom Brady really mean that or was that planned? But again, going back to Jeff Ross's reaction, that you could tell he was trying to pivot and then move away from the joke. So it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah. And sit down, Tom. That's not classy lassie.
I think he's just trying to be intimidating, you know, with his eyes and standing up there.
Kevin made sharper jabs in his monologue. And then again, 5 minutes later, holy crap, Mr. Sensitive, hope you were prepared for Nikki Glaser. She got a standing ovation. So,
We can't play any of Nikki Glaser's sets from the roast of Tom Brady, or basically anybody's.
We can't. But just trust us when we say they went there.
I can't wait to watch this now. You're making me want to watch it.
Randy Moss was there. And Nikki, I think Nikki was the one that made the joke, and Kevin Hart's obviously hosting, and Nikki made a joke about Kevin. It was like, Kevin, when I walked in, when I saw you, I thought it was just Randy Moss taking a knee.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God! Did Randy Moss just die? Oh,
Randy was dying.
Oh yeah, it's worth. You know, the jokes that don't have to do with Tom Brady are the good jokes in the roast of Tom Brady.
Yep.
That's how it works out.
Nikki said that Kevin wakes up every morning at 4 a.m. to make 3 crappy movies. Oh God, it was so good. So good. I love Nikki. She's not everyone's cup of coffee, but
yeah, but she's a great roaster.
Oh, she's a great yes. She got a standing people loved her, and the expression, even they like Joel McHale, one of Nikki's jabs, I don't know which one, but they did a cutaway of Joel McHale, and even Joel was like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. It was harsh. But that I'm saying all this because, again, the Robert Kraft joke made you mad.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Oh,
what if he's going to say anything about it?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Nikki's on Stern today, so I wonder if she is going to say anything. Yeah. You can watch the roast of Tom Brady right now on Netflix. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the skinny from a beautiful day, a sunny day, a warm day at the Walk for Animals.
It was sunny in our hearts.
That's right. Plus some boob tube bonanza. I have an idea for downtown Minneapolis. We'll play a game, the Derby, and more. Stay with us. Hey, everybody. It's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Well, we have the Wolves coming home on Friday. We have some Twins home games coming up. Do what we did yesterday and run to Red. I'm getting ready to post on Instagram our little adventure yesterday. We pre-gamed at Red Rabbit North Loop. Both Red Cow and Red Rabbit North Loop are blocked from both Target Center and Target Field. So make a whole day out of it. It's especially if the weather's nice. It's just a really great walk. We went to Red Rabbit. I got one of their spring cocktails called the Salty Dog, a grapefruit-based beverage. Great cocktail. Colin got the Paloma. And get a pizza. Get a little pizza. No offense to the great food at Target Field, but pizza and a beer at Red Rabbit is such a great deal. And that dough is homemade right there at Red Rabbit, and it's so good. So before a game, make a night of it and run to Red Rabbit.